Welcome to the NTEB Prophecy News Podcast with your host and Bible teacher, Jeffrey Grider. Rightly divided, dispensationally correct, and standing on the authority of the King James Holy Bible, this program is brought to you by NowTheEndBegins.com.
And good afternoon, happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Prophecy News Podcast. Today, what was labeled as conspiracy theory in 2020 and banned and censored on social media is now official global policy in 2021. Back in 2020, you used to see things like anyone claiming that there's a plan to implement vaccine passports is a conspiracy theorist and their dangerous misinformation must be stopped. That's what they said back in 2020. In 2021, it's flipped and now they say anybody who is opposed to vaccine passports is a conspiracy theorist and their dangerous misinformation must be stopped. Oh boy, oh boy. It makes you laugh, doesn't it? Yeah, well, there's nothing funny about this. The news cycle changes so quickly now, it's now instantaneous. Gone forever is the 6 o'clock news that everybody used to wait for. Events unfold in real time now. Daniel, the prophet Daniel, was right on the money when he said that in the last days, many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall be increased. Ironically, we are the most well-informed civilization to ever exist, while at the same time being the most ignorant of what's really taking place. Conspiracy theory, you say? Nope. It's all become reality. We told you last year vaccine passports and mandatory vaccinations were coming. The U.S. Cyber Command labeled us as an extremist site because we said things like that. Luke chapter 8, verse 10, and he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. On this episode of the Prophecy News Podcast, we have been given a great gift by the Biden administration and their handling of events in Afghanistan. For by it, we see exposed the fact that they are lying every time they open their mouths. So egregious that even CNN and MSNBC cannot believe what they're hearing. Now, why is that a good thing? It's a good thing because once you understand that you're being lied to, the truth becomes so much easier to see. All through 2020, Now the End Begins warned you what was coming from a prophetic standpoint, and we were labeled as fearmongers and conspiracy theorists. Our Twitter channel and our Facebook channel have been suspended more times than any five people you know put together. So much so that the U.S. Cyber Command now lists Now the End Begins as an extremist website. And they monitor, catalog, and record everything we say. They're listening right now. So, hey, U.S. Cyber Command, you better listen up and pay attention. Because today, we're going to show you that what was considered conspiracy theory in 2020 is now confirmed reality in 2021. We're also going to tell you what is likely to come next. And it doesn't take a prophet to do that. All you need is to be saved, have a King James Bible, read it, believe it, and watch the news. The future for the born-again child of God is crystal clear, as is the future for all those who continue to reject Him. Today, we show you what comes next, so buckle up. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your goodness and Your mercy. We thank You, Lord, for all these that You've gathered here today. Praise Report, the Broski family, Pastor Daniel King, and Bible Baptist Church in St. Augustine, they're all recovering successfully from COVID, and we rejoice with that. We pray today for Sarah in Pennsylvania for salvation. Rhonda has a urinary tract infection and a fever. We pray for Lori D. and Jacqueline in Chelsea. The Lord knows the needs. Harmon's son Michael with pancreatic cancer. Johnny Gonzalez is asking for prayers to be a good testimony and to be a great soul winner. That's a good prayer to have. Is that your prayer today? Do you pray to be a good soul winner? I hope you do. R.R. writer Chris says, please pray that I get a good moving company to help me to where I'm moving to. Anne Marie says, prayer request for my unsaved husband and unsaved Catholic parents. Terry Tracy, please pray for my wife and I. We are considering making a large decision this evening and need the Lord's guidance. Gary says, pray for those families affected from the Caldor fire in El Dorado, California. Aunt Nancy, please pray for my son Brad. He took the second shot. Jay Gass says, need to continue to pray for Afghan Christians, and that is a very timely prayer. Today we're going to show you how the Taliban is already going house to house, demanding to see Bibles and demanding to see Bible apps on mobile phones, and they are getting ready to slaughter Christians in Afghanistan. And that blood is on Joe Biden's hand. Jay Gass says, please pray for a homosexual salvation I witnessed a few days ago. Amen. Robin Marlin, praise report. You've all been praying for me. And I think she's better. She doesn't say, but I think she's better. Lulu says, please pray for my older daughter with health issues. And before we go to the Lord in prayer, I just want to let everybody know that we are going to... on our Sunday morning service, in that first half an hour where we normally play music and just read scripture, that's going to become our prayer time. So we will still be taking prayer requests, a small amount, for the podcasts and for the Bible studies. But the main prayer request is going to be Sunday morning. And I think that's an appropriate way to do it because we are up against time constraints. We had a great time on Wednesday, a solid half an hour of prayer requests, but we need to remember that it's a Bible study, and preaching and teaching and learning the Word of God is very, very important. So Sunday morning we are going to add a prayer time to the Sunday morning service, and I think that's the best way to go. Shayla Clark, please pray for my husband Glenn's salvation. Karen says, please pray for my J1 students getting ready to return to their countries in the Middle East, and that they will receive the King James Bible I want to give each one before they leave. Amen, Karen. Good job. That's great. Connie, who recently got saved here, she just reaches out and says, hi, I need prayer. And we will absolutely pray for you, Connie. Lord, we thank you. We praise you for all these that we've gathered today, that you've gathered today. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hundreds of people in the chat room, thousands of people listening around the world. Lord, speak through me, Father, and give them what they need to hear, as only you can do it, Lord. What they need to hear in Jesus. And we commit this time to you and ask you to lead and guide and protect and provide. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, good afternoon, everybody. And yes, Jenny says the Sunday morning prayer time sounds like a great idea. It was overwhelming in a good way on Wednesday night to see that many people needing prayer. And so what more appropriate venue to have a prayer time than during a worship service? So Sunday morning, starting this Sunday, Lord willing, in the first half an hour, bring your praise reports, bring your prayers, and for 30 solid minutes every Sunday morning, as a church family, we will all bring our prayers and petitions and praise with thanksgiving unto the Lord. And so I think, and now during the week, if you have things that can't wait till Sunday, absolutely no question about it. But let's try to make Sunday morning our main prayer time. And I think that would be a very, very good use of our time. And I'm excited about expanding the Sunday morning service. So to me, that's very exciting as well. All right, let's talk about what we have to talk about today. Now the End Begins has been online since 2009. And right from the very beginning, we tried very hard to tell you the truth about what was really happening with the Obama administration, what was really happening with the Middle East, what was really happening everywhere. And before I started writing for Now the End Begins, I didn't really have much writing experience other than I love to read, and I thought that I might be a good writer if God gave me a talent for it. And back in the early days, if you go back and read those stories, and there's 9,000 of them right now, if you go back and read our stories, you'll see that over the years, God has blessed what we do here. And I think with the gift he's given me, I've worked that gift. Paul says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And I've tried very, very hard over the years to constantly be stepping up my game when it comes to writing and creating articles and creating news. I didn't know anything about being a news broadcasting company. I didn't know anything about being a news publisher. But the Lord threw me into the ring and said, this is what I have for you. This is your ministry. I want you to call it Now the End Begins. And just like when he was talking with Sarah and Abram back in the book of Genesis, when God told me to call this ministry Now the End Begins, I laughed out loud. I didn't laugh at God. I just simply laughed out loud because I thought to myself, there is no way that a great name like Now the End Begins is not taken. I couldn't imagine that somebody hadn't already taken that name. So I laughed when God told me in prayer to call this ministry Now the End Begins. And then I was shocked when I went and I looked it up and I saw that nobody had nowtheendbegins.com, .net, .org. And I said, okay, Lord, you want me to call it Now the End Begins? I'll call it Now the End Begins. And thus started the process of the entire ministry of nowtheendbegins.com. And here we are 12 years later, 9,000 articles later, one of the most visited Christian sites in the world. Don't think I'm bragging on me. This is all the Lord. I didn't even come up with the name for this thing. This is all the Lord. And here we are in 2021, and the Lord has given us an amazing, amazing worldwide ministry. You know, Jabez prayed back in the Old Testament. Jabez prayed that God would enlarge his coast. 1 Chronicles 4:10, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying that, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that wouldest keep me from evil, that it might not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. And so it has gone with Now the End Begins. God has raised us up to a position of influence, a position of prominence. And when we publish articles, they are read at the highest levels. I wasn't kidding when I told you that Now the End Begins is on the list, U.S. Cyber Command, as an extremist website. Back in 2016, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they labeled us as an anti-government group, and they put us on their list. In 2020, the U.S. Cyber Command, we got put on their list, And the way that I found out, because we have a lot of people from the military who listen to Now the End Begins and depend on the articles that we have. And last year, a whole bunch of people started sending me emails with screenshots saying, I just tried to access Now the End Begins. I work for the military and the website is blocked. So, I'm well aware that this website is listened to by a whole lot of people. Every year, we get millions and millions and millions and millions of hits. Last year, it was just under 16 million hits last year. And that's pretty good when you think of what a hard line that we take. At some point, we make everybody mad. And it's not because we like making people mad. At some point, we make everybody mad because we tell the truth, because we stick with the King James Bible. And we're not afraid and we're not ashamed. Last year, we did an article. Bill Gates was all upset and he was crying to Reuters. And he said, I don't know why everybody thinks that I'm so evil, Bill Gates said. I don't know why everybody thinks that I'm part of some big global conspiracy. You don't think Bill Gates is a good actor? You got to be a good actor to be Bill Gates and say that. So I wrote an article. Actually, it was January of 21. And I wrote six reasons why people think Bill Gates is evil. And all I did was give six headlines. Number one, shock as it's revealed an enzyme called luciferase is what makes Bill Gates' implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccination system work. Number two, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation spending millions creating human implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccination marked with data storage. Headline three, during the Reddit AMA on COVID-19 coronavirus, Bill Gates calls for a national tracking system and billions of vaccinations to protect the world. Number four, Big Pharma and Microsoft are teaming up in something called the ID 2020 Alliance that will combine vaccinations with implantable microchips to create your digital identification. Number five, Event 201. COVID-19 was launched 1 month after the Johns Hopkins Center and Bill Gates hosted an invitation-only global pandemic exercise. Headline number six. Anthony Fauci has subverted the Trump administration to carry out the Bill Gates Global Vaccine Action Plan from 2010 with mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations. So, why do we think that Bill Gates is an evil person? I just gave you six random headlines from articles that we've done about him. Articles that are 100% true. But all during 2020, we were labeled as a conspiracy theory website. And one of the reasons why we were labeled as a conspiracy theory website is because we told people that a global vaccine was coming. That's what we told people. We told people that a global vaccine was coming. Then we told people that not only was a global vaccine coming, we told them that there was going to be a microchip in that vaccine at some point. I didn't say right away. The New World Order is not stupid. Why do you think Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York City, stood up back in the early days of the vaccine and he actually turned to people and said, oh, you don't have to worry about this being the mark of the beast? Why would Bill de Blasio say that? Is Bill de Blasio a religious person? No, he's an atheist. Is Bill de Blasio a Christian? Obviously not. So what could possibly possess a Democratic, far-left, progressive, liberal, pro-abortion atheist to have the first words that come out of his mouth in a church, some idiotic pastor actually let him have their pulpit? And Bill de Blasio joked in church. We did this, we told you about this on December 6th of 2020. Bill de Blasio joked about the COVID-19 vaccine not being the mark of the beast. Is there anything funny about that to you? You find anything funny about Revelation chapter 13? You find anything funny about Antichrist? I don't. So, last year we told you that there was going to be a microchip at some point connected with the vaccine. Now, how did I come across that information? Am I psychic? No. Am I a prophet like in the Old Testament? Absolutely not. How did I know that that was going to happen at some point? Like I said, I'm born again. I have the Holy Spirit. I have a King James Bible. I read it. I believe it. And I watch the news. So if you're new to this program, you might be saying, when did they come up with a microchip for a vaccine? I don't remember that. Well, take a listen to this.
It might surprise you to learn that many of the innovations deployed to counter the coronavirus were once obscure Pentagon-funded projects to defend soldiers from contagious diseases and biological weapons. The life-saving vaccine developed in record time owes a debt to these programs. To learn more, we met the man who has been leading the rapid vaccine effort, retired Colonel Matt Hepburn.
So before I let that clip continue, I just want to remind you that this is the 60 Minutes News program, and you're about to hear from Matt Hepburn, who was one of the lead scientists at the Pentagon Secret Research Lab known as DARPA. So this clip that you're hearing was broadcast a few months ago on 60 Minutes.
An Army infectious disease physician, he spent years with the secretive Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, working on technology he hopes will ensure COVID-19 is the last pandemic.
If we want to say we can never let this happen again, we're going to have to go even faster next time.
8 years ago, Dr. Hepburn was recruited by DARPA.
The DARPA director was very clear. Your mission is to take pandemics off the table.
Sounds impossible.
Of course. And that was the beauty of the DARPA model. We challenge the research community to come up with solutions that may sound like science fiction. And we're very willing to take chances with high-risk investments that may not work. But if they do, we can completely transform the landscape.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
More than 60 years ago, DARPA was born after President Eisenhower was caught off guard when Russia launched the first satellite, Sputnik, into orbit.
I ask you, sir, what are we going to do about it?
The small Defense Department agency was given a single purpose: prevent surprises like that from ever happening again. So Dr. Hepburn finds academics, companies, inventors working in garages, and pushes them to deliver.
What we don't do, we don't say, okay, here's our problem, here's your blank check, come back to us in 3 to 5 years, we'll see how you do.
You're on them.
Active program management is what we call it. Okay.
Dr. Hepburn showed us a few current projects. Some sound like they're from an episode of Star Trek.
All right, so now pay attention. This is 60 Minutes. They're talking with Dr. Matt Hepburn from the Pentagon Secret Research Lab, and he's about to tell you what they're working on to battle COVID-19.
Consider a ship like the USS Theodore Roosevelt, hobbled last year when 1,271 crew members tested positive for the coronavirus. What if everyone on board had their health monitored with this subdermal implant, now in late-stage testing? It's not some dreaded government microchip to track your every move, but a tissue-like gel engineered to continuously test your blood.
It's a sensor.
This tiny green thing in there?
That tiny green thing in there, you put it underneath your skin, and what that tells you is that there are chemical reactions going on inside the body, and that signal means you're going to have symptoms tomorrow.
Wow. There's an actual transmitter in that?
Yeah, it's like a check engine light.
Check the sailor out before he...
Check engine light. That's a nice name for it.
Sailors would get the signal, then self-administer a blood draw and test themselves on site.
We can have that information in 3 to 5 minutes.
Oh,
yeah. As you allocate that time, as you diagnose and treat, what you do is you stop the infection in its tracks.
Oh, I see.
The coronavirus has infected more than...
Yeah, that's what you do. Ah, don't worry. We're not tracking you. We're just going to put this little chip inside this vaccine, and it's going to monitor your bodily functions, and it's going to send back information, which we're going to record and catalog. Oh, brother. Well, anyway, so there you go, 60 Minutes. DARPA has been working on this chip for quite some time. And isn't it so amazingly coincidental that now we have a situation that we can actually use this technology? Remember that we told you that the CEO, the president of Moderna, what did he have to say about the mRNA vaccines? He said that the mRNA vaccine gives you the ability to hack the kingdom of life. Well, that's pretty good. If you can hack the kingdom of life, I guess you can appear to create life. Well, if you can appear to create life, you can appear to be a whole lot like a god. Does the Bible possibly say anything like that? Does the book of Revelation even remotely hint to anything like that? I don't know. You'd have to be a Greek or Hebrew scholar. No, you don't gotta be one of those people. How about this? Revelation 13:13, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had a wound by the sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that with the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. We told you last year that Bill Gates was working on vaccines. On the last podcast, we told you that Bill Gates, back in 2010, created something called the Global Vaccine Action Board and put Anthony Fauci in a leadership position. We told you in 2015 that Bill Gates called for global vaccines. He called for population reduction by use of abortions and vaccines. Population reduction by vaccines and abortion. Take a listen. Bill Gates telling you what was going to happen 11 years ago.
I'm going to talk today about energy and climate. And that might seem a bit surprising because my full-time work at the foundation is mostly about vaccines and seeds. We need to meet a new constraint, and that constraint has to do with CO2. CO2 is warming the planet, and the equation on CO2 is actually a very straightforward one. If you sum up the CO2 that gets emitted, that leads to a temperature increase. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero, and that's going to be based on the number of people, the services, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
We discovered last week on the podcast, when I had you guys with your calculators figure it out, if the world population right now is just under 8 billion people, and he wants to get rid of 15% of the population through vaccines and reproductive health services, let me translate that for you in case you're not good with sixth grade English. Reproductive health services to a liberal is abortion on demand. That's the only product that Planned Parenthood offers. That's what they call reproductive health services, abortion. So Bill Gates is in favor of reducing the population by 1.2 billion people. Now, again, this is not conspiracy theory. I just played for you a very high quality clip of Bill Gates saying what I just told you he said back in 2010 at a TED Talk. And he said that CO2 is such a dangerous thing that we have to reduce the population with vaccines and abortion. Now, when I write about that, the fact checkers over at Facebook say that I'm spreading misinformation and I'm saying things that are mostly false and things that go against their community standards. I have been suspended on Facebook 3 times in the last 2 months, and I have been suspended 3 times on Twitter in the last 7 weeks. And all I'm doing is taking what these people say. I am running it through the filter of the King James Bible, and I'm telling you what's going on. How about this one? We told you last year that the vaccines were no good. We told you that before a vaccine came out. You go back into our archives and you go to the Bill Gates section, go to the global pandemic section, and see what we were saying last year. See what we warned you about. We warned you that all of this is leading to the mark of the beast. And it absolutely is. The current vaccine is not the mark of the beast. People write to me all the time and they say to me, "Brother, I'm thinking about taking the vaccine. Is it the mark of the beast?" And I can truthfully tell people, no, the mark of the beast is not the vaccine right now. But is it possible that it's going to lead you there? Yeah, it's not only possible, it's likely. So I wrote an article back in April of 2020, and I'm going to read the headline to you. This is one of those things that got me suspended on Facebook and Twitter, where I pointed out that the coming vaccine, and in April of 2020, there was no vaccine. Well, actually there was. They just hadn't released it yet. A few weeks ago, we gave you proof that Moderna had already made a COVID-19 specific vaccine by October of 2019. And we'll touch on that in a little bit. But I wrote back in April of 2020 and I warned you that a global vaccine was coming, and with it was going to be connected digital identification. And I told you that it very likely would lead to the mark of the beast. Now, do I believe that the church is going to go through the tribulation? No. Do I believe that the church is going to see Antichrist? No. My theology hasn't changed. But if I get on a train with a ticket to a certain destination, I'm pretty sure that that train is going to go to that destination without me having to actually arrive there. And I've been warning for over a year and a half now that these vaccines are dangerous and they were rushed through and they're unlike any other vaccine. And I got suspended time and time and time again. I want you to listen to Joe Biden in a town hall from July 21st. That's not even what it will be 1 month ago tomorrow that Joe Biden said what you're about to hear. And then I'm going to play a clip from yesterday from the head of the CDC. Take a listen to Joe Biden, CNN Town Hall with Don Lemon, July 21st, talking about the vaccines.
But I have a couple questions I want to ask you, because you know the pandemic is a big concern for everyone, really, around the world, especially around America. New cases are up three times since last month, right? The pandemic is a big concern. Hospitalizations, death, rising. So you said last month that the virus is in retreat. Do you still feel that way?
It's real simple. We have a pandemic for those who haven't gotten the vaccination. It's that basic, that simple. 10,000 people have recently died. 9,950 of them, thereabouts, are people who hadn't been vaccinated. This is a simple, basic proposition. If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die. So it's gigantically important that we all act like Americans or care about our fellow Americans. There's legitimate questions people can ask that they worry about getting vaccinated, but the questions should be asked, answered, and people should get vaccinated. But this is not a pandemic. We've made sure that since I got in office, we've inoculated over 100.
All right, we'll stop lying, Joe Biden, right there. I want you to remember that a month ago, the President of the United States, so-called, he went on a CNN town hall, he looked right into the camera, and he said, if you've had the vaccine, you won't get sick, you won't be in the hospital, and you won't die. I called him a liar. I got suspended on Facebook for calling him a liar. This is what the head of the CDC said yesterday about the vaccine.
Infections tend to be mild and not severe.
But what about all the fully vaccinated people who get the breakthrough infection? Can they pass it on? Could they pass it on to their children? Could they pass the virus on to older people, especially more vulnerable people with the underlying health conditions?
And that's exactly the point that we made in our guidance. So, yes, they can with the Delta variant. And that was the reason that we changed our guidance last Tuesday. Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission. So if you're going home to somebody who has not been vaccinated,
let me tell you how this is going to work.
Get vaccinated, somebody who might be immunosuppressed or a little bit frail, somebody who has.
Actually, I apologize. That was the wrong clip, but I'm glad that I played it. You heard the CDC director from last week telling you that it no longer stops the transmission. This is the clip from yesterday where she says that those people who were vaccinated early, are now at high risk. Take a listen.
Additionally, reports from our international colleagues, including Israel, suggest increased risk of severe disease amongst those vaccinated early.
Increased risk of severe disease among those vaccinated early.
Given this body of evidence, we are concerned that the current strong protection against severe infection, hospitalization, and death could decrease in the months ahead, especially among those who are at higher risk or who were vaccinated earlier during the phases of our vaccination rollout.
So that's the CDC from yesterday. And they're saying that evidence from the scientists over in the nation of Israel now say that there is a huge risk for those people who were vaccinated early. One thing I want to point out to you, if you're paying attention, here's something that they count on. Here's something that will really help you. They count on the fact that people, once they hear something, they quickly forget it. And they hope that you're not paying attention. And then they just simply wait a little bit of time, and then they come along, and then they tell you something else, which completely contradicts what they previously said, and it's up to you to catch them in their lies. One of the things that we do at Now the End Begins is we keep a running list of what these people have said. All you got to do is go back and read our articles and you will see what the truth is. You will see what they said last week, last month, 6 months ago, last year. All the claims that they made for the vaccine. You can't even call it a vaccine now because it doesn't stop COVID. Now the claim is that you'll get less symptoms. Well, that's not a vaccine. A vaccine stops disease. Whatever this thing is, it is not stopping the disease. The disease is progressing. We told you last week that the CDC, they said that there's not that many breakthrough cases. And then we found out that the reason why the CDC said there weren't that many breakthrough cases, that's people who are vaccinated that get COVID, because the CDC stopped counting the number of breakthrough cases. And when somebody went back and counted, they found out that there was 500% more breakthrough cases than what the CDC had told you existed. Now, I haven't even really given you my opinion yet. All I'm giving you are the facts on the ground of what people have said 6 months ago, a month ago, a week ago, yesterday, today. And I'm comparing it to the truth. Now, I said at the start of this show that what's happening in Afghanistan, now, that is horrible. And the worst part is just around the corner. Wait till you start seeing the headlines. Wait till you start seeing the headlines of people getting slaughtered because Joe Biden left them to die. The Daily Wire had a story yesterday. The Taliban is going door to door seeking Christians, searching through mobile phones for Bible apps. Why would they be doing that? Afghan Christians are reportedly fleeing to the mountains in a desperate attempt to escape the Taliban, who is going door to door trying to kill them. An underground church that partners with the Frontier Alliance International has reported that the Taliban are right now targeting Christians for death. According to the FAI, the Taliban has a hit list of known Christians they are targeting to pursue and kill. The U.S. Embassy is defunct, and there is no longer a safe place for believers to take refuge. All borders to neighboring countries are closed, and all flights to and from have been halted, with the exception of private planes. People are fleeing into the mountains. Sounds a little like Matthew 24, doesn't it? People are fleeing into the mountains looking for asylum. They are fully reliant on God, who is the only one who can and will protect them. The Taliban are going door to door taking women and children. The people must mark their house with an X if they have a girl over 12 years old so that the Taliban can take them. If they find a young girl and the house was not marked, they will execute the entire family. This is being reported by a group called Frontier Alliance International. This is what's happening on the ground in Afghanistan right now. And the fact that Joe Biden and his entire administration is lying about everything, that's a good thing from a Bible prophecy point of view. It's a terrible thing for the people in Afghanistan. But the reason why I say that that's a good thing for me and you is because every time they open their mouth, they are proving themselves to be liars. You can't trust anything these people say. Nothing. Zero. If you trust anything the Biden administration says, you are gambling with your life. I want you to listen to this. Joe Biden has instructed the Pentagon to not rescue Americans in Afghanistan. I'll say that again. Joe Biden has instructed the Pentagon to not rescue Americans in Afghanistan. Oh yeah. They'll have a plane at the airport if you can get there. If you can get past the thousands and thousands of Taliban soldiers that now have all the American weapons that we gave to the Afghan people. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you can get to the airport, we'll take you home. If you can get to the airport. I want you to listen to this clip right here. And this clip, believe it or not, is from CNN. Telling you that the United States is the only nation right now, August 20th, 2021. Here is a clip from CNN telling you that America is the only nation not rescuing their own people. Take a listen.
Yeah, hi, Dana. And what we've heard from the last few days from the administration and the Pentagon is that the airport is safe, the perimeter is secure, and evacuation flights are taking place. But frankly, that is all useless if U.S. citizens cannot reach the airport. Well, other countries are not waiting that long. They're going out there. They're getting their people. It is now widely reported that the U.K. deployed an additional 300 troops to Kabul earlier in the week to extract British nationals. Within hours of touching down in Kabul, small teams of British forces retrieved some 200 British citizens. But when asked directly about British forces going in to rescue citizens by our own Jennifer at the Pentagon, this is all Major General Hank Taylor would say.
At this time, as I said, our main mission continues to be to secure HK, to allow those American citizens and other SIVs to come in and be processed at the airfield.
But French forces also are reported to be doing the same, doing multiple trips back and forth to their embassy over the past few days to get over 200 French and Afghans out. French President Macron thanking French security forces for executing the sensitive operation. The German press now reporting that two German special forces helicopters have also arrived in Kabul to assist with picking up groups from within the city. But if anything, things inside that city, they're getting worse. More Taliban checkpoints, more crowds outside the airport, more chaos in the city as the Taliban go door to door. Well, these other countries, They're not waiting. The U.S., though, says its forces are under strict orders not to leave the airport. Instead, they rely on the Taliban for safe passage into the airport.
There you have it. The United States military, and we love the men and women of our military. They do the best job ever. But their hands are being tied. Military can only do what they're ordered to do. Now, how disgusting is it that Emmanuel Macron, the man that we say is the biblical man of sin, he is sending French forces in to rescue French people, as are the British. They're going behind the lines. They're getting their people out. America is doing nothing. How about this scene? Desperate Afghan mothers throwing their babies over barbed wire to UK troops at the airport. Again, there's no American troops there. UK troops. I'm not putting down our military. I'm putting down the people that run the military. America has the greatest men and women soldiers in human history. And I love the United States forces, the men, the women, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force. I'm as patriotic as they come. And if you're in the military, I want to encourage you to stay strong. I want to encourage you to do the right thing, even if it costs you something, even if it costs you a lot. And Joe Biden gets on TV, he looks into the camera, and he tells lie after lie after lie after lie. He did a town hall last month where he told you if you have the vaccine, you won't die. That was a lie. If you have a vaccine, you won't get sick with COVID. That was a lie. If you have the vaccine, you won't be hospitalized. That was a lie. The United States is handling Afghanistan. That's a lie. So I'm trying to show you that when you understand that somebody is lying to you, there is a blessing there. Once you understand that there is poison in the water, then you have the good common sense to not drink the water. The Bible says this about death in the pot, 2 Kings 4:40. So they poured out for the men to eat, and it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat thereof. Brothers and sisters, I am telling you today that there is death in the pot, and do not eat from it. I am telling you that you are being lied to. Do not believe the mainstream media. Do not believe the Biden administration. Oh, I know, Joe Biden has cognitive decline. He has early onset dementia. Joe Biden has always said stupid things. Now, why did we tell you the Democrats nominated him for president? Do you remember? Because we told you why. Do you remember why we told you last year why Joe Biden was going to be nominated to be president? And it was no shock and surprise to me when he became president. Because Joe Biden was picked by the Democratic Party because he is easy to control. And Joe Biden is simply doing the things that he is being told to do by the people that placed him in power. And very soon, Joe Biden is going to be removed from office through the 25th Amendment. And yes, a lot of people are saying that right now in August of 2021. But I told you that this was going to happen on December 11th of 2020. It's obvious why they made him president. It is obvious that he is being controlled. And whoever is really in charge of our government, let's just call them the New World Order. Whoever is really in charge of our government, they are pulling the shots, calling the shots, pulling the strings. Do you think it was an accident or incompetence that the Taliban gained control of Kabul and Afghanistan? How do you think that that's possible with an army as large and as mighty as the United States military? How is it? Now ask yourself, this is a rhetorical question, but I want you to ask yourself, how is it possible that the Taliban took complete and total control of Afghanistan in under 7 days? Because we gave it to them. That's why. We weren't beaten by the Taliban and we were not caught by surprise. This was intentional. It's the perfect crime. Joe Biden has cognitive decline. Joe Biden has dementia. Joe Biden doesn't know what he's doing and he's calling all the shots. Nonsense! They purposely handed over Afghanistan to the Taliban to create a new power dynamic in the Middle East, and they're blaming it on Joe Biden and his cognitive decline. Don't kid me, man. I know what the truth is. Joe Biden is nothing more than a Trojan horse. And what did they do with the Trojan horse? They filled it with the enemy. And the horse was allowed to pass through the gate, and then the gate closed behind it, and then the enemy came running out. Anybody with half a brain knows that the Taliban didn't beat America. They didn't even beat the Afghans. Why do you think the Afghan army laid down and quit? Because they knew that the United States betrayed them. They knew that they were sold out by the United States. And they lost all will to fight, exactly as the United States knew that they would. So don't give me any song and dance about Joe Biden. We've got to remove him from office because he's mentally dangerous. Joe Biden's not calling the shots. Joe Biden is the cover. Joe Biden is the excuse for the New World Order to hand over Afghanistan to the Taliban. Now, why would they hand over Afghanistan to the Taliban? Why would they want to change the balance of power in the Middle East? Because it's the New World Order. Because that's what's supposed to come. This is what they're creating. Once you have the Taliban in control of Afghanistan, it's only about 6 to 9 months until they go into Pakistan and take the nuclear weapons. This is, you're watching prophetic history unfold before your very eyes. China and Russia are now making alliances with the Taliban. Why would China make an alliance with the Taliban? Because in the nation of Afghanistan, and all you thought, right? You probably think that the only thing in Afghanistan is opium and poppies. You would be 1,000,000,000% wrong. You know what else is in Afghanistan? $3 trillion worth of rare earth minerals. What do you make with rare earth minerals? You make mobile devices. You make microchips. You make digital identification. You make computers. China is going to take most of that $3 trillion worth of rare earth minerals. China is about to take control of just about everything. And the people in the United States government working for the New World Order gave them Afghanistan on a silver platter. Is it starting to make sense now? I hope so. Again, I'm not a Greek or Hebrew scholar. I'm not a doctor or a scientist or a political engineer. Man, I'm just saved with the King James Bible. I read what I believe and I watch the news and say, Lord, show me. He shows me. And he's showing you too. There is such a massive deception happening right now at every level that it is breathtaking and stunning. Even for me. And I live, believe me when I tell you, I live with this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If I'm home and I'm watching a movie, on one screen, on the other screen, I'm scrolling through news channels, looking for what's going on, connecting the dots and saying, Lord, show me. Lord, show me. And even for me, when I look at what's actually happening, it is literally stunning. The level of deception and cover-up. So I'm glad that it's so easy to see that Joe Biden is obviously lying to the American people. And I'm glad that I can sit here and play clips from the director of the CDC where she's telling you that the vaccines that they said were the answer are now losing their effectiveness and that the people who had the shots early are getting the sickest. I'm not glad that that's happening, but I'm glad that I can report those things to you so that you can make the right decisions for yourself. We are living in a time of global deception. I've been talking about Joe Biden, but this deception is happening in every nation on earth. This is not just America, but America affects the entire world. The entire world runs their economy based on the U.S. dollar. The United States is the strongest nation on earth. You cannot have a new world order until you pull down the United States piece by piece by piece. Take a listen to this clip.
It was not expected to be chaos when you're talking about evacuating embassy staff at the very last minute, evacuating and trying to figure out what to do with the Afghan staffers at the very last minute. That was not predicted, and that should have been handled differently. But
he said the opposite the previous month. And right. I think that's the big challenge for him politically, is that he has a paper trail of statements, literally, as Joe Biden would say, saying the opposite than, in fact, what happened. And I think there's no willingness on his part to acknowledge his previous statements here and sort of eat that. And I think people expected him to do just that with Stephanopoulos in the interview. And the fact he didn't do that, I think, is fairly surprising.
All right, well, let's listen to one example of that right here.
The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
The idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens.
he cannot square what he said before with what is happening now, which happens sometimes. This is incredibly difficult. The problem is you want honesty and credibility
exactly.
from your president at this moment. Another.
So there you have even liberal news outlets like the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, National Public Radio. What is happening right now is so bad that even the absolute bottom feeders like CNN and MSNBC, they are forced to say, man, he's really lying. That's what's happening. That's what's going on. We told you last year, before there was a vaccine, we told you last year that one of the things that was going to come was a vaccine passport connected to digital identification. And I was suspended on Twitter and Facebook for making those claims last year. Last week, Mayor Bill de Blasio said the key to New York City sends a powerful message that vaccination will unlock our city's potential and we'll stop at nothing to save lives and keep New Yorkers safe. What is the key to NYC? It's a digital vaccination passport. And if you don't have the key to NYC, you can't go to movie theaters, concert halls, museums, aquariums, sports arenas, indoor stadiums, convention centers, exhibition halls, performing art theaters, bowling alleys, arcades, recreational game centers, indoor play areas, restaurants, catering halls, banquet rooms, bars, nightclubs, cafeterias, grocery stores, coffee shops, gyms, fitness center, fitness classes, indoor studios, dance studios, blah, blah, blah. We told you. But they said that we were conspiracy theories. And they said that when we said those things, it went against their standards. And the U.S. Cyber Command labeled us as an extremist website because we tell you the truth. What does that remind you of? The Bible says this, Galatians 4:16, am I therefore become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth? Something to think about. Somebody once said that the first casualty of war is always the truth. And that's exactly what's going on now. Here's an article. Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, set to impose tax hikes on small businesses. Don't you think that that's the perfect time for a small business tax hike? When we're in a second wave of a global pandemic and people are losing their jobs and worrying about being evicted because they can't pay their rent, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi say it's a good time for a tax hike on small business. It's a good time to give Afghanistan to the Taliban, too. I made a lot of people mad the other day when I wrote an article, and I want to talk about this for just a minute. I want to explain why I wrote it. I wrote an article the other day with this headline, America right now is being run by a ghost government. And we've been talking about that ghost government on the program today. Joe Biden is the Trojan horse, and the real government is really calling the shots. And this is not the swamp. This is the New World Order. So I wrote an article the other day called America is right now being run by a ghost government and is visibly collapsing under the judgment of God. And a number of people got mad at me because they said that we live in the age of grace, and this is not the time that God judges nations. I reminded those people that 40 years after the age of grace began, back in the first century, God raised up the Roman army to destroy Jerusalem and to drive the Jewish people to the four corners of the earth in fulfillment with Old Testament prophecy. And God waited till we were about 40 years into the age of grace in order for that to happen. So do not think for a moment that the idea that we can be in the age of grace and God is judging a nation, that those two things are not mutually exclusive. The book of Psalms in Psalm 19 verse 17 says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." In the 1960s, we kicked God out of the classrooms. In the 1970s, we kicked God out of the courtrooms. And for the last half of a century, America has enjoyed murdering our unborn citizens and calling it a woman's right to choose. For half of a century, we have been murdering unborn babies and calling it a woman's right to choose. And here we are in 2021, and America is being run by the New World Order with a pretend president who has early onset dementia. And every single day on the news, we are watching the news get worse and worse and worse and worse. If you don't think that America is under God's judgment, I think you may need to take a closer look. America is absolutely under the judgment of God. And with each passing day, it gets worse in this country. And when America falls, where are you going to go? There is no other place. Take a listen to this from Tucker. Tucker has proof that ABC News has been creatively editing things that Joe Biden says, so it doesn't make him look so bad.
Yeah, welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight. Happy Thursday. Nobody seems to remember this, but it was just a few months ago that Joe Biden gave the so-called intel community a vital new mission. They had, he said, until the end of August to find out where the coronavirus came from. Did it emerge from a pangolin in a wet market? Or did the Chinese military create the virus in a bioweapons lab in Wuhan? Joe Biden assured us he was going to get to the bottom of that. He had the canniest sleuths in the world working on that mystery. They'll figure it out, he said. You can trust them. So here we are at the end of August. And what's the answer? Where did COVID come from? So far, no one has told us, and we're starting to suspect that nobody ever will. It's not like the media are planning to push that issue. Vladimir Putin's not from China. They don't care. The coronavirus investigation? What coronavirus investigation? Like Joe Biden himself, they have no memory of anything that happened 3 months ago. And come to think of it, maybe that was the whole point of the exercise. You announce a fake inquiry into something you have absolutely no interest in learning more about, and then you bet on the fact that everyone will forget that inquiry exists.
So, did you hear what Tucker just said? And that is the principle that I've been trying to bring to your attention today. They say these things in the news, and then they wait. And they count on the fact that you're not going to remember what they said. They count on the fact that you're not going to hold their feet to the fire. And then they say something new, which completely contradicts what they previously said. And if you try to point that out, then you're the conspiracy theory guy. If you try to point that out, you get blocked on social media. They don't get blocked on social media. Right now, Donald Trump is still blocked on Twitter, yet the Taliban is able to send and receive communications with every single branch of their army. Are you starting to see that the game is rigged on every single level? There is no level on which that this game is not rigged, and that's exactly what the Bible told you to expect. Why do you think that last year, and we'll get back to Tucker in just a minute, why do you think that last year I told you you had to memorize Habakkuk 1:5? If you're ever not sure about what you're hearing or what you're seeing or what's going on in the world today, I want you to simply go to Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 5, read it out loud, and believe it. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told you. This is what's happening right now. You can't trust the governments of the world. You can't trust the United Nations. You absolutely cannot trust the Biden administration. And the very same people that told you 6 months ago that the only thing that could keep you safe from the coronavirus were their vaccines. And every couple of weeks that story changes, that story falls apart. And now they're saying that the people who got the vaccines early are getting the worst reactions. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days, which ye will not believe, though it be told you. I believe it. Do you?
Pretty tricky. Maybe that's the real purpose of the intel agencies, actually. Not to gather intelligence, but to provide political cover to the politicians who control them. Oh, that's a good question, Wolf. I'll have the CIA look into it and get back to you. Right. Just stay on the line. This call may be monitored for quality assurance. It sounds cynical, we know. But it is striking when you think about it just how often politicians invoke the intel community when they're lying to you. Here was Joe Biden just last month.
Your own intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government will likely collapse.
That is not true.
Can you please clarify what they have told you about whether that will happen or not?
That is not true. They did not reach that conclusion.
So the intel agencies never said the Taliban would sweep into Kabul. That's what Joe Biden claimed. Do you believe him? You probably don't. The intel world may be partisan and deceitful, it certainly is, but we're betting they're not completely stupid. Obviously, they knew the Afghan government could collapse. They must have told Joe Biden that, or at least the people around Joe Biden. Can we prove that they told him? No, we can't prove it. And that's the beauty of using the intel agencies for cover. You get to make any claim you want to make, and no one can prove you're lying because the truth is highly classified. Maybe you're starting to understand why no one ever defunds the CIA. They're too useful. So that was from July, the clip that we just played. At the time, Biden told us the intel community, quote, did not reach the conclusion that the Afghan government would fall to the Taliban. Well, now it's August and the Afghan government has indeed fallen to the Taliban. That's not our assessment, as they say in Washington. It actually happened, as you know. The Afghan troops threw down their rifles. The president ran away. There's a black Taliban flag hanging over the Capitol. So how did this all happen? And more to the point, how did our extravagantly funded intelligence agencies not know it was going to happen?
Of course, Tucker is asking you a rhetorical question that I answered for you 20 minutes ago. How did all this happen? How did all this come to be? Because it was intentional. The United States military was ordered to lie down They took a dive. The Pentagon made them take a dive. That's how the Taliban took over Afghanistan. They gave them hundreds of millions of dollars worth of military equipment and structures and bases. If I was the president of the United States, right now, I would order our military to do precision strikes on every military structure that we left in Afghanistan. That's what I would do. I would go to that unbelievable fortress-like base that we created. I would give them advance notice so that people could get away. And if I was the president of the United States, I would flatten those buildings to the ground so they could not be used by the Taliban. Not only is the United States not doing that, the United States is not even rescuing our fellow Americans. I played that clip for you before. The United Kingdom is. Emmanuel Macron has issued the French military. How many times have we made fun of the French military for surrendering to the Nazis in World War II? What's that expression that people used to say? They used to call them cheese-eating surrender monkeys. That's what people used to mockingly refer to the French military as. Cheese-eating surrender monkeys. Because they laid down to the Nazis and they didn't really try and fight back. Well, what have we become? What type of surrender monkeys have we become? And again, I am not talking about the soldiers. Those people are under orders. I'm talking about the Biden administration. I'm talking about the Pentagon. I'm talking about the heads, the generals, the commanders. I'm talking about those people. We used to make fun of the French military because they surrendered to the Nazis. Well, who's the brave one now? It's not America. Oh, yeah, if you can get to the airport, we'll give you a ride home. But good luck getting to the airport.
Well, actually, they did know, sort of. That's Joe Biden's new position. He explained it yesterday on ABC News. Watch.
Back in July, you said a Taliban takeover was highly unlikely. Was the intelligence wrong, or did you downplay it?
There was no consensus. You go back and look at the intelligence reports. They said that it was more likely to be sometime by the end of the year.
Are you following this? In the space of a single month, the official line went from our intelligence agencies think everything is fine in Afghanistan to there was no consensus in the intelligence agencies that everything was not fine or something like that. It's not exactly clear what Joe Biden was saying there. All we can be totally certain of is that we will never get to see the documents he was referring to. So really, anything could be true, assuming truth still exists. Pretty smart. Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is not as clever. A smarter man might have couched his lies for plausible deniability down the road, but unfortunately, Mark Milley is not that man. So here's what he claimed this week in public.
There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
That was totally unequivocal. According to Mark Milley, there was zero intelligence, quote, nothing that I or anyone else saw suggesting a coming collapse in Afghanistan. So he literally had no idea what was coming because nobody told him. The people paid to keep track were not keeping track. The intel agencies failed completely. And given their budgets and power, that is shocking if you think about it for a minute. Clearly, someone should be fired, if not court-martialed. But no, says Joe Biden, that's not true. In fact, says Joe Biden, looking straight into the face of his old friend, now the anchor at ABC, no one in the entire U.S. government, and certainly not in the White House, could have done anything different or better as we withdrew from Afghanistan. The bad parts you saw on television were inevitable. No mistakes of any kind by anyone connected in any way to Joe Biden occurred. No one can be blamed for anything. No one should feel guilty. Everyone's sleeping just fine. Thank you very much. Watch.
But you don't think this could have been handled, this exit could have been handled better in any way? No mistakes?
No, I don't think it could have been handled in a way that we're going to go back in hindsight and look. But the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens. I don't know how that happened.
So for you, that was always priced into the decision?
Yes.
Really, Mr. President? You couldn't have handled this better in any way, not even a tiny adjustment? No, says Joe Biden.
All right, so we're going to stop Tucker right there. I think I've successfully made the case today for the things that they call conspiracy theory. I've actually run out of conspiracy theory. All my conspiracy theories have come true in the last 20 months. Everything that we told you that they were going to do, they have either did or they are doing right now. We've been telling you the truth the entire time. And Lord willing, we're going to continue to stay on the front lines for as long as we possibly can. And I know that the Lord will protect us and keep us safe while we do it. I have no doubt about that. I just want to remind you that back in March of 2020, I wrote an article called The Beginnings of Sorrows. And back at that time in March, middle March of 2020, I took a look back to the events that started on January 1st of 2020, all the way up 10 weeks later, 11 weeks later, to March 18th of 2020. And I told you that when I read Matthew 24, there's almost nothing in Matthew 24 that you can apply to the church age. But you can apply the fig tree being in leaf. That's the nation of Israel in 1948. That's church age. And I believe that the beginnings of sorrows, I believe that heralds the time that we're in right now. And I want you to go back and read that article that I wrote called The Beginning of Sorrows. Just go to the search box on nowtheendbegins.com and type in Beginning of Sorrows. It will come right up. I want you to read that article because I wrote that article 11 weeks into the pandemic and I was shocked that there hadn't been a break, there hadn't been a let up, nothing had stopped in 11 solid weeks. Well, guess what? Here we are and it's been 20 months and there has been no let up. Nothing has stopped in over a year and a half. I was amazed at the 11-week mark. Well, here we are. We are past the year and a half mark. There has been no break. There has been no let up. All the way down to last weekend with Afghanistan. And the entire balance of power overnight changing in the Middle East with the United States handing over Afghanistan to the Taliban. So I want you to remember that we're living in rapidly escalating times. Since this whole thing has started, there has been no break. There has been no let up. There will be no break and there will be no let up. And I'm telling you that if you're thinking of getting something done for the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to do it right now. If you're thinking about praying for something or somebody, do it today. If you're thinking about supporting a ministry like Now the End Begins, do it today and be very generous. We're spending everything that we have to get the gospel out to as many people as possible. thousands and thousands and thousands of King James Bibles every year. About 1,200 per month. And we need your help to do it. We got to keep the supply lines open. And I'm going to be praying about how God might be able to use Now the End Begins with Afghan Christians. But we're going to need a lot of support to do that. In Isaiah chapter 6, the Lord said, "Who can we send, and who will go for us?" And Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me." That's my prayer today. Lord, here am I, send me. And I hope that's your prayer today as well, that you would be open to allowing God to use you on the front lines of the end times. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for being part of this broadcast. Lord willing, we'll see you back here Sunday morning, 11 a.m. for our NTEB House Church Sunday service with our opening half hour of prayer and praise. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Come, ye birds.